This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott Ross reporting on a Friday. As we have items sent to us, first from the Powell Police Department, they include an animal stray. North Day received a report of black and brown dog running at large. Dog returned owner. They were given warnings for animal running at large and failure to obtain a dog license, disposition, warning issued. So while Anna's giving out these warnings, dog wagging his tail.
Failure to give him a good boy.
Traffic stop on Oakwood Drive. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for cell phone use. Disposition warning issued. So, got your first warning. Second one doesn't come. You don't get a second one.
So. I was driving west on 3rd Street, and I got a text message. I almost pulled my phone out.
Uh-oh.
But I remembered.
Yeah.
So, I hit the brakes and pulled over.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. It's not like there's no parking spot to pull over.
There were plenty on 3rd.
Let's see. Suspicious activity on Avenue H. Received report of a person that banged on the window of a business while the employee was in the room. Officers were spotted, didn't find anyone in the area. Disposition gone on arrival. This is occurring at 10 o'clock at night on Avenue H, so I'm guessing around the hospital area.
Okay.
You would think. So if you get a nurse over there and she's working on a catheter, and the person bangs on the window, and then that could cause some problems, Russ.
Wow. What was that blood-curdling scream?
Traffic stop. Let's see. Traffic stop on North Everts. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for driving without headlights and driver's license IC violation. No one over 18 in the vehicle. Disposition warning issued. So I bet the young kid still had his favorite music on, didn't turn on his headlights.
Details. Come on.
At 10:30 at night. Yeah. So it is dark at that time. So, how'd you catch me? So, ready report, south of Zorka. Received report of a person driving erratically, and the RP had to pull over to avoid getting hit.
Look out!
Officers are advised, but did not locate at disposition. Gone on arrival. They always leave. Building burglary on East North. A report of a burglary. Case under investigation. Disposition completed. Nowadays, it's tough for burglars because of all the cameras and stuff. You know?
Good.
And even people now getting those Ring doorbells where they can see people coming to their home. Mm-hmm, so maybe this business could look into cameras. So animal call on North Ferris. Received report of dogs that may not be taken care of properly. CSO contacted the owner of them, determined they had adequate food, water, and shelter being taken care of. Owner was issued a warning for manure compost. And household pets, no more than two. Disposition warning issued. Now they got to decide which dog they don't like.
Oh, it's like our own little version of Sophie's Choice.
Yeah, so they had adequate food, water, and shelter, but no college education fund. So, sorry.
He is working on the retirement.
Property found north of Zorka. Received report of an abandoned small red bike on a corner. An officer responded, picked up the bike, put in the bike cage. It's a red Next BMX. Sounds like a Walmart bike. Next. Yeah. Disposition completed.
What's the difference between abandoned and lost?
Lost or stolen and left is what basically. Stolen vehicle, North Gilbert. Received report of a possible stolen vehicle. It was determined the vehicle had been deemed abandoned on a city street and had been impounded. RP was advised. Disposition unfounded. Somebody stole my broken down vehicle.
It's been there for the last 6 months.
Yeah, and if it's not licensed, then
exactly. You
get rid of it. So, sorry.
Yeah, if your car is on the street, you got to pay your taxes.
Yeah, but this guy, somebody came and stole him now.
Because they wanted a sweet Ford Escort
or whatever. It didn't work, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's reports the suspicious activity, East Coulter received a report of an intoxicated driver that wanted to buy alcohol after hours.
Come on, man.
Officers have spotted the vehicle described gone upon arrival. Officers not able to locate it. Disposition gone on arrival. 2:12 a.m. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm guessing East Coulter over at Maverick. Yeah. Come on. It's right there.
Well, if you're too drunk to realize what time it is, you're too drunk to buy more beer.
Yeah. You're probably not more thirsty at that time. So, and then at Maverick, what do they lock the door or what?
I don't know exactly what there? The procedure is, but, you know, I chat with those guys every morning. And I asked them one time, I said, do you get... I imagine after 2, you get some pretty interesting characters in here. And he goes, oh, no, at about a 1:45 is when the freaks start showing up.
Oh, yeah, 1:45.
And they're all in a hurry.
Yeah.
Am I in time?
Yeah. Trying to get last of it.
Yep.
Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include a traffic stop on 17th Street. Driver warned for left of center and distracted driving. Disposition warning issued. So the distraction is probably not like a clown on his hood. I'm guessing it was a phone. Oh.
And Cody does not have the hands-free, does it?
Uh-uh.
No, it's
a wild west over there, huh?
I guess, yeah.
It's dangerous over there.
Rooting, tooting, making cell phone calls.
Suspicious activity, Absorca Bay RV Park. Noticed a man running through the RV park. Disposition, unable to locate. Kept running. Kept going. Off he goes. So, someone's running. I'm calling the police.
Simply running is not an indication of a crime.
No. The guy could be in a hurry, or some people use it as an exercise program.
What?
Yeah. Forrest Gump did.
Run, Forrest.
Assist other agency, probation and parole. Assistance with a UA. Disposition assistance, Kevin. The Cody police are the ones who have the gloves. So they go, okay.
I'm a little shaky today.
Yeah. Animal noisy, Canal Park. House at the entrance of the park with a white fence. Dogs constantly barking. Disposition completed. See, and that's a popular place to not only walk dogs, but for deer live up in that area in Canal Park. So if you've got a jittery dog, it's always going to be barking over there. Yeah, so that's what they have. Jittery dog. And they probably should stop feeding it coffee, I guess. I know.
Coffee and meth.
Yeah. Trespass complaint, Holiday Inn wanting an ex-employee trespass from the property. Disposition, assistance given. Not only fired Russ, but trespassed. That's pretty bad.
So. Remember when Costanza got fired, but he kept going to work?
Yeah, and they locked his door, and he found a way to tunnel his way in.
It's the George Costanza of the Holiday Inn.
Just get him out. He's just not good.
I don't want to be fired.
Suspicious activity, Blystein, male with long hair, wearing a backpack, an AR rifle barrel sticking out of the backpack. Disposition, unable to locate. So,
well, that's not very tree huggerish.
No, and he's acting suspicious because he had a rifle, I guess. Trespass complaint, Cody Middle School, male was on campus, although trespassed, went to see a female listed below. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Think that'd be around the high school? Nope, it's the middle school.
Oh, so, right.
Yeah. Let's see. Found cats, animal stray kittens, parking. Extra patrol request on Valley Avenue. RP states someone knocked on the door and the dogs barked and the person left. They would like some extra patrol for a couple nights. Feels like someone is looking for empty houses. Disposition canceled. Oh, they found out it was somebody else. So, not somebody looking for empty houses. It's, late at night. It was probably about 10:30 at night. So, civil standby, Cody area, RP has questioned in reference to her ex and getting some of her property back. Disposition, assistance given. The things that she hasn't thrown at him. and the things that, yeah, I want his stuff too.
There's one vase left unbroken.
Yeah. Motor vehicle crash. Walmart, RP's vehicle, hit in the parking lot. Happened in the handicap spaces in front of the market door. Damage done to the right front fender. Disposition. Assistance given. You go into the Walmart parking lot, you're going to get hit.
You takes your chances.
That's how it works. Traffic complaint at the post office. A gold GMC Envoy took a left out of the post office. Almost hit the RP. RP tried to talk to him about it at Albertson's and got into a verbal argument with him. RP would like to sign a complaint about the traffic infraction. Disposition. No action taken. So that they basically pretended they were writing it down. This guy.
Hey, your pen. 2 inches off the paper.
Yeah. Threats, Kent Avenue. RP advised he spoke with the mail listed below regarding behind payments and having a home inspector come out. Disposition, assistance given. So I guess threats were then made after all this. So
inspect my home?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Extra patrol request, West Yellowstone. RP wanting to speak to an officer about extra patrols for the business. His two subjects went into the business after it was closed. Male is an employee. Female is an ex-employee. They were looking for something to do at night, Ross.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Drug-related, Greenacre Mobile Home Park. RP thinks daughter may be on drugs. Disposition unable to assess. So, we don't... Sorry. Go to the doctor, I guess. Mm. You know, maybe they could check. And don't know why they thought that she was on drugs, you know. Maybe she put a Bernie sticker on her car. You don't know.
Let's go, Hillary. Oh, you must be high.
I'm taking you in for a drug test. Suspicious activity, Alpine Avenue. RP says that two females showed up at his mother's door last night asking for a place to stay. Disposition, assistance given.
Can we sleep on your couch?
Yeah, don't know who they are, so... let's see, miscellaneous assistance, Shoshone Court Apartments. RP states her daughter is yelling at her. She's afraid that the cops are going to get called and she'll get in trouble as the RP is on probation. RP says that the daughter doesn't have any weapons. Disposition, assistance given. So the daughter is yelling at the mom who is on probation, and she's afraid the cops are going to come after everybody's yelling, and she's calling the cops.
It's that Mobius strip logic.
And that actually was an episode of Leave It to Beaver, Russ, when June was on probation. Remember that one?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then Wally. Wally was yelling at June Cleaver. It could have been.
I might have missed that one.
It was right before they canceled. At all, so that's how that works.
Just cut to the audience, mouths hanging open.
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge Dewitt Center. If you see Tim running, it's usually to the bathroom over at Aldridge's. So, anyway, appreciate the Powell Police and the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter report.